Hey guys, hello, hello. In this episode, I talk a little bit about my cat for a minute. Then I go deep dive into the NBA China situation. What's going on with China and the NBA? And what kind of implications does this have for commerce in the world? So take a listen and educate yourself. Oh yes, and follow me on Twitter at tstutch1. Watch my Periscopes on tstutch1 and YouTube at Taylor Stutch. Email me at tayradio1, tayradio1 at gmail.com. And visit my website, tstutch.com, tstuch.com. Thank you. Hey, hey, everybody. Today I had to, you won't believe this. Maybe you will believe this. Oh, here's my little kitty. I had to take my cat in to the vet. Do you guys ever have to take your animals to the vet? So my cat, pardon the echo. I'm kind of traveling a little bit throughout my abode. But, yeah, apparently my cat has what they call a urinary tract infection or something to that extent. So that was, you know, that was unfortunate, and I had to take care of that situation. But now I think he's going to be okay. So we should see about that. I think that will be resolved. And I'll tell you what, man, I've never really had to take my cat in anywhere, like to have anything done like that. And it was very nice. The vets were awesome. They're great. Like, I expected that my cat was going to freak out, but he didn't freak out. And so that was cool that he didn't freak out. Yeah. So let's continue on with the show, guys. Let's continue on with the show. Okay, guys. So, what has been going on in the news with China, with China land? So, basically, I'll tell you what's been going on. So, if you haven't been following, what's happening is that I think I might have talked about this already briefly, but the owner or the general manager of the Houston Rockets tweeted out something about Hong Kong. As a result, the Chinese Communist Party, I like to say Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party because I don't like to implicate China, because I want to focus on the power structure, the powers that be, that are really running the show in China. You know, the average person in China is just as much a victim of the Communist Party as the, you know, as the people of Hong Kong. So here's the deal. That's what happened. And that kind of set off I don't think that situation set off a series of other actions, but it made known a series of other actions. So something else that happened was South Park was banned in China. And I don't exactly know why. They made an offensive reference to, I don't know if it was Xi Jinping, the leader of China, or if it was for some other reference they made, but they got banned. Apple has been threatened. Apple was threatened in terms of their access to the country based on they had an app on the App Store that allowed people to follow, I guess, to track movements of the police. But that's not the only thing. In Hong Kong, that was in Hong Kong. And I think Apple removed it. Then there's a situation with Blizzard, the company that makes World of Warcraft, where they have now been banning people on their platform for Hong Kong things. I think they took away somebody's award or prize for something they said about Hong Kong during an interview. And so there's a lot going on right now with China and Hong Kong. But what's really interesting is not what's going on there. I mean, that is super interesting. But what's happening is we are seeing the extent of Beijing's influence across the world. And it is, I mean, I want to say it's frightening. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's definitely super important for people to take a notice that what's happening is that Chinese policy is now dictating what companies are doing in the United States, and it's dictating what companies are doing all over the world. And so people need to pay very close attention to what's going on. I think in the United States, we're just now waking up to this situation. What's interesting to me is that this stuff is happening from what I would call almost minor incidences. So, for example, if somebody tweets out something about Hong Kong, then China threatens to ban them from the country. If somebody has an interview and mentions something about Hong Kong, then China threatens the entire company. And so I mean, they're extremely heavy-handed with the situation, and I don't know if that's going to backfire on them. So another one that just developed was China made an agreement. They were getting a sister cities agreement with Beijing, and the agreement was about oh, it was between Beijing and Prague, and Prague canceled the deal because in the deal it made it to where they had to sign some declaration that Taiwan was a part of mainland China. And the mayor of Prague was like, look, this isn't necessary for a sister cities agreement. Like, we aren't going to agree to this at a city level. Like, this is a national issue. And so then China's like, well, then, how you basically was like, how dare you insult us? And I'll tell you what, I'm getting a little sick of that, of the bullshit. I'm getting a little sick of the you can't say this about Taiwan or Hong Kong because we are so sensitive. It's like, Jesus Christ, man, grow a pair. Now, I do understand the strategy here, and it's not so much about they're sensitive. Now, they're making the population sensitive to it. They're trying to get them on a hair trigger. But I think the reason that they're doing that is because the power, the leadership knows what's going on, right? Like, they are influencing the people to be sensitive about these topics in order to get more power behind the leadership. So let me go ahead and, well, yeah, let me go ahead and pause there, throw up the sponsorship for Anchor, and we'll be back. Okay, guys, we're back. We're back. Here we are. We're back. Now, what's interesting is a lot of people might not understand, like, why is this shit going on? So back when the U.S. was going in to restore relations with China, what I'm reading in a book called On China by Henry Kissinger, which I think is really good, the U.S. made a lot of concessions to the Chinese leadership because we thought that having China on our side was worth it to counteract what we saw as the Soviet Union being extremely, extremely powerful at the time. Now, as a result of that, we made lots of deals with China. We made agreements to trade technology with them. We made agreements to sell them all kinds of information and technology that has, we've also, been very favorable to them with trade. And a lot of that was set up to create an economic interdependence between the US and China so that way the Chinese and the US could cooperate against what is it, the Soviet Union at the time. Now the Soviet Union is done, and what we see is going on is that China has its very own interests at heart. Now, when I say China, once again, it's really Beijing. It's the power, it's the leadership. And if you listen to some people out of, there's a famous billionaire, I don't remember his name, but he's had some interviews recently where he talks about how the leadership in China is very protective of their influence and their power. And so what they do is they take people out once they get to be a certain level of status and power. So they try to take out this guy, but he escaped to the United States, and I think he's technically a refugee. But he's like a billionaire. Then there's another guy, Jack Ma, who is the owner of Alibaba, and he's the guy that made Alibaba super, super successful, wealthy company, wealthy guy. He just forfeited a bunch of his shares in Alibaba, which was predicted by this wealthy billionaire that was chased out of China. And he predicted it because he said, look, there's only a couple ways that you can survive if you make a lot of money in China. And one of them is that you have to basically give up a lot of your fortune because the Chinese Communist Party, it does not want to deal with competitors. Because, you know, if you're a wealthy individual, you can launch a competition against the establishment. And so they don't want that. So they go after wealthy individuals. They basically allow you, they don't allow you to make a lot of money and survive if you're not unless you're totally integrated into the Communist Party system. So the situation between the US and China is interesting, where we made a lot of concessions to China. And one of those concessions was that we recognized China, mainland China, Beijing, as the one China, whereas we probably should have recognized a two, instead of using a one country, two systems approach for Taiwan, we probably should have done what Reagan wanted to do, which was a two countries, two separate countries approach. I just read about that just the other day. And that, I mean, who knows if that would have avoided the situation, but currently what's going on is if you say anything about Taiwan or Hong Kong especially, then the Chinese government is trying to stop those individuals from being able to make money in China. Now, here's what I think they could be making a mistake on. In my opinion, they're acting extremely swiftly. This isn't the first time they've done this. So currently, it's like NBA, Apple, Blizzard, South Park. But they've done this previously with big airlines. And they got on big airlines because the airlines had listed Taiwan or Hong Kong or Taiwan and Hong Kong as separate countries. And so, you know, whenever these situations come up, China, these are very sensitive situations. They get extremely, extremely upset. And when I say extremely upset, I mean like they threaten to kick people out of the country, you know, business-wise entirely. Like they threaten to not show any more NBA games there. And so that's how serious they take this situation. Now, I'm wondering if because of this situation, I'm wondering if they are using too much leverage too quickly and showing the world what they're going to do. So if I was a big company like Apple, NBA, whatever, I would go, okay, we've got a big problem here. We are trying to deal with the situation right now. Like, yes, they probably don't want to lose their base right now. They don't want to lose it all. But this is some serious talks. Like right now, they're going to have meetings and discuss like what's the future of the, you know, how do they want to move their companies now, right? Like what kind of exposure do they want to have in China? Do they want to pivot away from China? And this could be big across the world because I think what China is trying to advertise is, look, our market is so big and so vast that if you say what we don't want you to say, we're going to cut you out of the market. Simple as that. You're not going to make any money here. I think the mistake they're going to make, though, that they're making now, is that they're showing the whole world that they're going to do that. And so instead of having other competitors from around the world come in and offer high-quality services to compete with Apple or the NBA or anybody else, I could see a future where countries and companies say, look, we can't go into China because they're just going to steal your shit. Right? Like when I say steal your shit, I mean, if you do business there and you say one thing they don't like outside of the country, totally unrelated to what they're doing inside the country on Twitter, which isn't even legal in China, you tweet something they don't like, then your whole company's in trouble. $1 billion and billions of dollars could be at stake. And it's like, okay, if that's the situation, then maybe we just don't even go there, right? And with countries that want to do business with China, it's like, oh, wait a minute. People were worried about China taking spying on them with Huawei. Well, that's only one of the concerns now. What happens when China is building your roads and they're building your tech infrastructure and a politician says something critical of China and then China says, hey, look, if you don't get this politician under control, we are going to shut down your communication system. Then what? Now, that's a national security issue. You see what I'm saying? And that is something that I don't think people were understanding, and that's another threat. So as opposed to them just spying, it seems like China's being very belligerent in the way they're approaching the situation. They can end up hurting themselves even more. So we'll see. But that's all I got to say for today. You can follow me, TayRadio1 at gmail.com. That's T-A-Y Radio, R-A-D-I-O, 1 at gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, TStutch1. Visit my website, TStutch.com. Thank you.